आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। इलेक्शन कमीशन ऑफ इंडिया रिवाइजेस शेड्यूल फॉर स्पेशल इंटेंसिव रिवीजन ऑफ इलेक्टोरल रोल्स इन उत्तर प्रदेश। दिल्ली गवर्नमेंट क्लियर्स बिल टू सिंप्लीफाई कंप्लायंस, डीक्रिमिनलाइज माइनर ऑफेंसेस, रिड्यूस बर्डन ऑन कोर्ट्स एंड इम्प्रूव एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिव एफिशिएंसी। Railways conducts trial run of upcoming Vande Bharat sleeper train. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to attend funeral of former Bangladesh Prime Minister Khaleda Zia in Dhaka today. Grandmaster Arjun Adigaisi wins bronze medal, losing the semi-final of World Blitz Chess Championship in Doha. And in women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 15 runs in the fifth and final T20 International to complete a 5-0 sweep. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has revised the schedule for Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in Uttar Pradesh. More from our correspondent.
Chief Electoral Officer of Uttar Pradesh, Mr. Navdeep Rinwa, said that the draft voter list will be published on January 6, 2026.
Uttar Pradesh mein jo vishesh gahan punarikshan.
The voter list was supposed to be published on December 31st, but a revised schedule has now been issued. According to the new schedule, the draft voter list will be published on January 6, 2026.
6 January 2026 ko prakashit hogi.
The period for receiving claims and objections has been set from January 6 to February 6. 2026. He said that SIR process concluded in state on December 26. All enumeration forms have been received and digitized. The draft electoral roll was initially scheduled for publication on December 31st. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Delhi government has approved the Delhi Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026. Delhi's Chief Minister Rekha Gupta informed that the bill approved by the Delhi Cabinet aims to simplify compliance procedures and decriminalize minor violations, reduce the number of cases in the courts and enhance administrative efficiency. She said that the bill will be passed in the upcoming winter session of the Delhi Legislative Assembly starting from the 5th of next month. Mrs. Gupta said that through this legislation, the Delhi government is fully committed to promoting ease of doing business and ease of living. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the trial run of the upcoming Vande Bharat sleeper train was conducted by the Commissioner Railway Safety yesterday. Sharing a video of the trial run, Mr. Vaishnav said in a social media post that it was conducted between Kota Nagda section, in which the train ran at a speed of 180 kilometers per hour. The glasses of water placed inside the train remained perfectly still at the speed. Mr. Vaishnav said the water test demonstrated the technological features of this new generation train. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has said that the bond between Kashi and Tamil Nadu is not merely historical but a profound civilizational and spiritual continuum that has united Bharat for thousands of years. He noted that such exchanges reaffirm India's shared heritage and deepen the sense of national integration. He was addressing at the valedictory function of the Kashi Tamil Sangamam 4.0 held at Rameshwaram. Quoting Mahakavi Subramanya Bharati, the Vice President observed that the Kashi Tamil Sangamam reflects the poet's vision of a united, integrated and confident India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with a group of eminent economists and experts at Niti Aayog in New Delhi. The theme of the interaction was Atmanirbharta and Structural Transformation, Agenda for Vikasit Bharat. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister highlighted the core pillars for India's journey towards 2047. Speaking about Vikasit Bharat as the national aspiration, Mr. Modi noted that the vision of a developed India by 2047 has transcended government policy to become a genuine mass aspiration. The Prime Minister stressed the need for mission mode reforms to build global capability and attain global integration. To sustain long-term growth, Mr. Modi called for mission mode reforms across diverse sectors. The year 2025 stands as a defining chapter in India's development journey. It saw policies translate into progress and intent into impact. Today, in the special series, Year of Reforms, we bring to you how India emerged as the world's new production engine in 2025.
This year, India reached a decisive inflection point with a projected growth outlook of 7.8% in its industrial and economic trajectory. The country positioned itself as a fast-growing market and major global production hub with the rising foreign direct investment and expanding industrial capacity. India's first tempered glass manufacturing facility was inaugurated this year in Noida, which marked a symbolic break from the past and proving that India is now producing complex. Similarly, in the energy sector, country achieved a major milestone by reaching 100 gigawatt of solar manufacturing capacity. Meanwhile, solar module production expanded sharply from 2.3 gigawatt in 2014 to 100 gigawatt in 2025.
Aaj 11 varsh mein solar energy 30 guna badh chuki hai. Hum naye naye dam bana rahe hain taki hydro ka vistar ho aur hame clean energy ki uplabdha ho. भारत मिशन ग्रीन हाइड्रोजन लेकर के आज हजारों करोड़ रुपए इन्वेस्ट कर रहा है. भविष्य की ऊर्जा को ध्यान में रख करके भारत न्यूक्लियर एनर्जी पर भी बहुत बड़े इनिशिएटिव ले रहा है.
दिस ईयर ऑल्सो विटनेस्ड एविएशन मैन्युफैक्चरिंग गेन मोमेंटम विद द इंडक्शन ऑफ नियरली 2,200 न्यू एयरक्राफ्ट. द पैसेंजर ट्रैफिक प्रोजेक्टेड टू रीच 630 मिलियन बाई 2030. ऑन द अदर हैंड, कंट्रीज इंडस्ट्रियल राइज क्रिएटेड मोबिलिटी फॉर मिलियंस. The electronic sector alone supports around 25 lakh jobs, and even the national unemployment rate for men declined to 5%. The reforms under Prime Minister Narendra Modi continued to shape the governance framework. GST 2.0 with rationalized tax slabs of 5% and 18% and faster compliance processes, reducing costs and operational friction for manufacturers.
Ye reform Bharat ki growth story ko accelerate karenge. Karobar ko और आसान बनाएंगे, निवेश को और आकर्षक बनाएंगे और हर राज्य को विकास की दौड़ में बराबरी का साथी बनाएंगे.
India emerged as one of the world's most vital production and export economies with the deeper value chains, bold policy action, expanding global partnerships and an increasingly skilled workforce. With Shivang and Samarth, Akshit Kumar Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
As 2025 comes to a close, we look back at a year that reshaped the nation. From bold policy decisions to impactful reforms, change has been the defining theme. Join us for a special year-ender program, 2025, Year of Reforms, a 30-minute deep dive into the ideas, actions and outcomes that mattered. Tune into FM Gold at 8 p.m. today and relive the year that transformed the future.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar will attend the funeral of former Bangladesh Prime Minister and BNP chairperson Khaleda Zia in Dhaka today. Dr. Jayashankar will represent the government and the people of India at the funeral. More from our correspondent.
Former Prime Minister and BNP chairperson Khaleda Zia will be accorded a state funeral today. Her Namaz-e Janaza will be held at 2 p.m. at the South Plaza of the Jatiya Sansad Bhavan and Manik Mia Avenue in Dhaka, after which she will be laid to rest beside her husband, former President Ziaur Rahman. The Bangladesh government has declared 3 days of state mourning, with today observed as a public holiday. The interim government said the entire funeral process, from moving her body from Evercare Hospital to burial, will be conducted with full state honours. Representatives from several South and Southeast Asian countries are expected to attend her funeral. Khaleda Zia passed away early Tuesday while undergoing treatment at Evercare Hospital. Two-time Prime Minister, she was one of the most influential figures in Bangladesh politics and led the Bangladesh Nationalist Party for decades. Naval Singh Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
Union Education Ministry has announced the results of the contest under the Prime Minister's scheme for mentoring young authors, PM Yuva 3.0. Under this edition, 43 book proposals in 22 Indian languages and English has been selected. The Ministry of Education informed that the selected book proposals will be developed into books under the 6-month mentorship of eminent scholars. The Ministry of Jal Shakti has rejected social media allegations claiming misuse of images in the Jal Sanchay Jan Bhagidari Awards. The ministry said these claims are incorrect and misleading. The Jal Sanchay Jan Bhagidari JSJB initiative was launched on the 6th of September 2024 to make water conservation a people's movement. The campaign focuses on creating low-cost water recharge structures such as rainwater harvesting systems, recharge pits, and revival of defunct borewells. Grandmaster Arjun Adigasi suffered a shattering semi-final loss to top Uzbek player Nodirbek Abusatorov at the World Blitz Championship in Doha yesterday. 22-year-old Adigasi settled for a bronze medal. With Adigasi in stunning form and having already beaten Abusatorov on day one of the competition, the Indian was expected to go full steam. But things took a difficult turn for Adigasi, who lost the semi-final 2.5 to 0.5. Defending champion Magnus Carlsen has stormed into the final to set up a title clash with Abusatorov after defeating American Fabiano Caruana 3-1 in the other semi-final. In women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 15 runs in the fifth and final T20 International in Thiruvananthapuram last night. India had set a target of 176 runs before Sri Lanka. Put into bat, India posted 175 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Sri Lanka were restricted to 160 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in the allotted overs. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold days to severe cold day conditions over Bihar. Similar conditions will also prevail in East Uttar Pradesh and Himachal Pradesh. The weather agency predicted dense fog conditions over northeastern states, West Bengal and Uttarakhand. It also said that heavy rainfall takes place over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh and Muzaffarabad. The Met Department said that cold wave conditions are over Himachal Pradesh, North Interior Karnataka and Telangana. Several trains experienced disruptions due to dense fog conditions in the national capital and NCR region today. The Delhi Division of Indian Railways said that the movement of several Delhi-bound trains was also affected today. It said that around 25 trains were delayed by more than 3 hours. Ladakh is experiencing cold wave conditions during the night hours as the temperature has been continuously falling. The lowest temperature was recorded at Nyoma in eastern Ladakh as the minimum temperature dipped down to minus 15.5 degrees Celsius. Dras in western Ladakh recorded minus 9 degrees Celsius. In Jammu and Kashmir, a weak western disturbance is affecting the Union Territory, bringing light rain and snowfall to parts of North Kashmir. The upper reaches, including Gulmarg, Sadna Top and Tulail Valley, received light to moderate snowfall yesterday, while most other areas remain generally cloudy. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Pramod. All newspapers have headlined the passing away of Bangladesh's first woman Prime Minister, Khalida Zia. The Statesman headlines, Khalida Zia dies, leaving a polarizing legacy. The Tribune headlines, BNP matriarch, Zia, first female PM of Bangladesh, dies at 80. PM Modi offers condolences, Jai Shankar to attend funeral. PM hails 2025 as year of reform, says will keep agenda going, headlines the Hindustan Times, while the Pioneer headlines, PM calls for mission mode reforms. UPSIR draft rolls delayed a third time, over 18% deletions likely, headlines the Indian Express. And the Hindu headlines, EC gives one more week for UPSIR in another extension. The papers add that the draft list will be published on January 6th. And finally, to alert Delhi policemen trailing a scream, foil a suicide attempt in Patelnagar. The Times of India says that Head Constable Yogesh and Ajay ran up 3 flights of stairs, forced open a locked door and lifted the hanging youth's leg to save his life. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election Commission of India revises schedule for special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Uttar Pradesh. Delhi government clears bill to simplify compliance, decriminalize minor offences, reduce burden on courts and improve administrative efficiency. Railways conducts trial run of upcoming Vande Bharat sleeper train. External Affairs Minister S. Jai Shankar to attend funeral of former Bangladesh Prime Minister Khalida Zia in Dhaka today. Grandmaster Arjun Adigasi wins bronze medal, losing the semi-final of World Blitz Chess Championship in Doha. And in women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 15 runs in the fifth and final T20 International to complete a 5-0 sweep. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.